Hello.
Hi, this is Gina. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very, very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Let me just save your answer. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's very important to you? First one is immigration.
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
8.
Thank you. Democracy.
8.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Climate change.
Say what?
Climate change. Yes.
5.
Okay. Healthcare.
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
10.
Student loan debt.
5.
Thank you. K-12 education.
10.
And abortion rights.
10.
Thank you. And as you might know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 10. Means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Afro-Latino.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1981.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power that may change on issues that matter to you.
We'll say probably a 5.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to the community.
5.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization. Please indicate that. First, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
5.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. And the Democracy Party.
10.
Thank you. I know that is a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump?
No.
Kamala Harris? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Cornel West? Jill Stein? Are you undecided or you do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's a long wait, but if November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. And thinking about your networks or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is half and half? Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. So now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You might choose from 0 to 10. We can start with white supremacist.
Well, that's you, Dion.
What about white supremacists? Do I think they what?
Yeah, you can indicate if you think that they prevented the progress that you wanted to see in the country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person prevented the progress. Okay, so you said white supremacy is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Thank you. Governor Kemp?
5, I'm not sure.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
10.
Thank you. President Biden?
7.
Thank you. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
And the Supreme Court?
5.
Thank you. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You might choose from any number from 0 to 10. We can start for the first one. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 5,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How would you rate this?
And you said 0 is what again?
Yes, 0 means it will not motivate you at all to vote. 5 means that you're not sure, and 10 means it will strongly motivate you to vote.
10.
Okay. We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, but it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. How would you rate this? Thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth from 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. How would you rate this?
10.
Thank you.
10.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving 21.8 million monthly. How would you rate this?
10.
Thank you. And the last one of this? The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. How would you rate this?
10.
Okay. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people can change their mind, and that's perfectly fine. Please answer based on how you feel right now, and I'm almost done, okay?
I was just about to ask you that.
No, I'm sorry. Don't worry. I'm almost done.
Okay. I'm still working, so that's why.
Okay. I'm sorry. It will not take much longer. I appreciate your time. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
5.
five. Okay.
You threw your fries away?
Huh?
You threw your fries away?
I faked it.
Oh.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Right.
Thank you. And as you might know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote on the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote? You said 10, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And when did you register to vote at your current address?
At my current address?
Yes, within the last month, 1 to 3 months.
11 years. Probably 11 years, I think.
More than a year, right?
Yes, more than a year.
Okay, thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event? Automatically
government office.
Okay. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay.
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. And one of the last questions, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, Hispanic.
Okay, and which Hispanic origin do you consider yourself? Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano?
From Panama.
Okay. Okay, and in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status?
In between work.
Okay.
Unemployed.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your base estimate is fine.
Last year, 200 and some thousand.
Okay. Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I really appreciate your time. I hope that you have a great day and take care.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.